This upcoming look at your news for the hour is being brought to you now by Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumbs only used car dealership with a full line service department. Taking a look first at your news for the hour. Indian Fields Township is expanding the park along M81 southwest of Caro. The township has bought 11 acres of property that used to house employees of the Caro Center, a state psychiatric hospital. The buildings on that property have now been razed and the land has been cleared to connect to the park's 150 acres of property that has the Cass River running through it. During the May township meeting, it was announced that the payment for the property has been sent out by certified mail. And another news for today. A 5-year-old child has died and his mother remains hospitalized with critical injuries following one of two deadly crashes that shut down westbound US 10 in Bay County on Wednesday morning. Sheriff deputies say the first collision occurred shortly after 7:30 a.m. near Garfield Road in Auburn. Investigators report an SUV driven by a 26-year-old woman from Saginaw County struck the rear of a slow-moving semi-truck. The woman was transported to a local hospital with life-threatening injuries. Her son, who was a passenger in the vehicle, was pronounced dead at the scene. The truck driver was not injured. And then less than 3 hours later, a second fatal crash was reported on westbound US 10 near 7 Mile Road in Monitor Township. According to Michigan State Police, a 34-year-old man from St. Charles drove a Ford Focus into stop traffic, colliding with the rear of a box truck and triggering a chain reaction crash involving a pickup truck. The Focus driver suffered fatal injuries and was pronounced dead at the scene. Authorities say the occupants of the other vehicles sustained minor injuries. Westbound US 10 remained closed for several hours on that day as emergency crews and investigators worked both crash sites. The causes of the collisions remain under investigation. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
I'm hot.
Oh, hi, Nell.
No, I mean in the car.
Oh, well, then we have to go to Al Hansen Motors. They have the new 1234 refrigerant and can service all makes and models for all years of vehicles.
Here's Tyler with this week's vehicles.
Hi, this is Tyler. Right now I have a 2020 Chevy Malibu that gets up to 36 miles per gallon. It has cloth interior, Bluetooth, with Android Auto and Apple CarPlay, a backup camera, remote start, and more. It has 114,000 miles and we're asking $11,780. You can get up to 34 miles per gallon in our 2023 Ford Escape ST line. It's all-wheel drive, has brand new tires, heated seats and heated steering wheel, remote start, leather trim cloth seats, and a lot more. It's in great shape with 44,000 miles and we're asking $24,580. We also have a 2020 Ford EcoSport Titanium. It gets up to 30 miles per gallon, has 41,000 miles, and it's priced to sell at $16,580. And wrapping up for this week, I have a 2017 Chevy Cruze. It gets up to 47 miles per gallon. It has WeatherTech floor mats, Bluetooth, and has low miles for the year, just 78,000. Take it home starting at only $12,580.
I'm Al Hansen, and I guarantee it.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour. The new pavilion in the village of Port Austin is expected to receive a lot of use, and the council was giving assurances of that by the community's Chamber of Commerce and Farmers Market. Port Austin Chamber members Deanna Kidd, Penny Ferrari, and Lisa Marie Salmon were at the village meeting to explain the chamber's use of the pavilion on Line Street. It was noted that the chamber will have access to the pavilion and are encouraged to use it. However, there's also a designated area for the market to use. That area was mapped out and given to the council. During the meeting, it was also pointed out that the State Street will be blocked off by or will be blocked off for pedestrian traffic during the course of the event. And in other township matters, approval was also given to purchase 2 new speed signs for no more than $8,000. And in other news for today, in Huron County District Court, Judge Ferris presided over the case of the people of the state of Michigan versus Tyler Wayne Hewitt. Hewitt faces charges of absconding in a misdemeanor case, which was scheduled for a plea cutoff. He also has an existing case in which Hewitt failed to appear for the 10 a.m. hearing, prompting assisting prosecuting attorney Alexandra Fanny to request a bench warrant. Defense attorney Martin Prasanda confirmed that he had no contact with his client. Judge Ferris ordered the continuation of the bench warrant in the case and issued a new bench warrant with a body bond for the case due to Hewitt's absence. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. That newscast has been brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealership with a full line service department.